All right, so we're just gonna start.
That was the most awkward exchange.
Okay, so we have a question from Twitter.
Really?
We do. All right, so.
I know we have followers. Right?
I used to.
What's Twitter?
Okay, our question is from Felipe Banks Stray. I'm gonna just go with that. He wants to know, how many bad projects do an artist get before you stop checking for them or listening to them?
I think it depends on how bad.
Yeah. That's what I said.
It depends on how bad.
That's what I said.
Really?
Well,
okay, you're right. There could be that dramatic fall off.
Yeah.
Or that could be
incremental.
That one little album, you was trying something and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it all depends on how that artist came out first, too, right? Like, so if their first couple projects are really good.
Like two or three.
You have to have at least two or three, and then you can have like a run of maybe two that's kind of like, and what's this? But then you got to come back. After that, then it's like, I'm not checking for you no more.
Is it an and what's this, or is it an and it's all right? Because if you're saying what's this,
it depends on how bad. Like,
no,
why do they still come back from that though?
If they come back, then we good.
They can, yeah. But you're just not going to listen to that.
Exactly. I'm not going to check for it.
I'm not going to be excited.
Yeah, somebody better tell me, hey, this is nice before
before you dip back in.
Yeah.
Didn't that just happen recently? Like, somebody do that?
It happened all the time.
That was hip hop.
I thought we just said, like, oh, we wasn't checking for it, but it actually was good or something like that. Oh, that was game, but it wasn't like he fell off.
Yeah, he never fell off. He had a couple projects that was
okay, but they weren't bad.
They weren't bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. I'll check for your next one. Like, you know.
It went to the point where you was kind of like you said, oh, someone got to tell me.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I'm still checking.
We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like when.
We did?
Yeah, about when artists get to a certain point, we're like, dang, man, like they ain't got it anymore. Remember we were talking about Redman was one where he, like his first couple of albums were fire. And then after a while, he just kind of like, dang, man, I don't know.
Yeah, cause that Reggie, I remember that Reggie. I'm out like,
when you the slip,
yeah,
yeah, you can feel him slip. You're like, uh oh. I'll give you another one for me, 8 Ball and MJG. And the thing about them is like the first one we already know, fire classic. Mm-hmm. The second one, because they switched up in their first three albums, they switched up so much from the first one, kind of like Outkast, but probably not as dramatic as Outkast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was a notice, like you noticed, like, oh, this ain't like the other one. But it was great and a classic within its own right. They had three. You could tolerate the fourth one. You were like, okay.
Three good ones.
You know, I'll give them this one. Okay. You gave me three, I'll give you this one. Okay. But then that fifth one, when they went to Bad Boy and they had the hit, but the album itself wasn't what you wanted.
So how many albums would it take for you to just be like, all right.
Two.
So two bad two. Ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You two.
So you done with Kanye.
Oh, Kanye. Kanye's done with Kanye.
I was gonna say it depends on how good the albums that we really liked were. If they were just like, oh, we kind of like these, then they can have one bad album and I don't really care anymore. Yeah. But if they had like two runs where the albums were amazing, then yeah, I'm gonna keep checking. Even if they put out three bad ones, I'm gonna still keep going back and be like, man, maybe he might go back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like M.
So
M put out how many bad records?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. But you still check for them, right?
Yeah.
See, I checked out.
But when those albums came out, those were like, damn, this shit is crazy. No one's rapping like this.
Yeah.
And then when Marshall Mathers came out, same thing. Like, oh my God, how did he do this? You know what I mean? And then the Eminem show, the album was still dope.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. Like, those albums were so amazing that even though he started putting out garbage, Encore was terrible.
Oh,
and then he did that re-up compilation with 50. That was okay, but it really wasn't very good.
And then he had Aftermath.
But he was kind of like out for a second because he was going through a whole bunch of.
Yeah, but then you'd still hear songs here and there or verses here and there, and you'd be like, ooh, what's he doing?
Yeah.
So. If those first couple albums weren't incredible, then I think I would have just gave up on him.
I agree.
But if somebody is like kind of like in that mid-range, I'm trying to think of an example.
I ain't like Recovery.
I mean,
I hated Recovery. Relapse was cool.
Relapse was dope.
I still think Relapse was dope.
Recovery is all right. I'm trying to think of who would be that like a mid-tier, like okay MC.
All right.
Yep. Lupe's not a mid-tier. I think his first three albums were so incredible that we wanted to keep giving him shots.
But his recent ones are.
And we understood Lasers, though. We didn't mind Lasers.
Who's we? I didn't.
No. Lasers meaning because of the label situation.
We didn't
say it was good. No, he wasn't with us then.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know y'all reviewed Lasers.
No, we understood the label situation with Lasers. We didn't like the album, but we understood why the album was bad.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
So you bought into that bullshit that he said. Okay.
I said Lupe was full of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't understand it.
No, I just. No. Like, in that video, I said Lupe was full of shit.
Okay.
And he blamed it all on the label, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So if Lupe wants to use that as an excuse for that, why that album was what it was.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
But he better come back with something better
right.
after.
And he kind of didn't.
Oh, not for a while.
It took him a minute. It took him a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending on how much of a fan you are with the artist, mm-hmm. it kind of hurts, man. Mm-hmm. It hurts. You be like, damn, man, they just.
Yeah, you don't want to let it go. Succeed.
KRS-One.
He put out a couple turds.
Yeah.
But he's not a mid-tier.
Even like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
He was but see, like, I wasn't rocking.
I never cared about Lil Wayne like that.
But people did. People would say he had.
Yeah, Wayne had a run, but I think Wayne is kind of like the exception, man. Because
Jay-Z.
I don't think Jay-Z had like back-to-back bad albums.
Back-to-back bad
no.
albums?
No, he never had back-to-back Blueprint, bad. Black Album.
Yeah.
Blueprint 2.5, like whatever it was.
That's not an album. It was Blueprint 2, but it was just 2.1.
Oh, 2, my bad. Yeah,
2. 2 was fine.
Yeah, 2 was fine. It was just too damn long.
Yeah.
It should have been 1 hour.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. Even as a double album, it wasn't bad.
Ice Cube, that is a good one. Ice Cube, War and Peace.
That hurt me.
Oh, War and Peace was that one. Yeah. You're like, oh no, not my nigga Cube.
What about Snoop?
That No Limit run kind of hurt him. Because
it kind of hurt him, but then, you know, Snoop has tried to do a lot of different stuff, too.
But he hasn't made nothing nowhere near as good as his early style.
Doggy Style, then he had the one that Death Row put out that they had around.
Wait, is Doggy Style his best thing?
Yeah,
by far.
You don't think it is?
What would you say is?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I never thought about it. I'm just thinking about it. Like,
dude, has he made anything?
Snoop's Herald is like so high.
Yeah, but that's a prime example I was saying. Yeah. That album was so amazing.
That's crazy.
That he could put out 10 turns after that and you'll still not talk bad about him.
Right.
And you'll still check and see, like, well, maybe he might do something.
Right. But you know
what? His features were good.
Like, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's what helped Snoop continue his career, right?
But he had some hits on No Limit Top Dog, because I think he put out 2 No Limit albums. And he had a couple of
breakout hits. We're not talking about hits.
I understand that. But that helped carry him. Right. They helped carry him. Because going to No Limit, you're talking about Snoop Dogg moving over to No Limit.
Right.
That was a big discussion at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And while the albums didn't live up to him, he still had a couple of hits that was able to kind of extend his career out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got with Pharrell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he put out that album, which was R&G album, which I think that was a good one for him.
R&G album?
Yeah, I think Rhythm and Gangsta, yeah.
When he did that Sexual Seduction.
Yeah. Yep.
Sexual.
No, I know the songs. I never heard this term.
Yeah, R&G, Rhythm and Gangsta. So he came back with that one. He had some big hits on that one. And I think overall the album was good. After that,
It wasn't the Snoop that we wanted, so it didn't really. Right. Almost like
we haven't gotten the Snoop we wanted since Doggy Style.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, one artist to me that kind of is on the other side of something where, like, he had a real good run, then he had kind of like a dud, and he came right back. Absol with These Days.
Just had one, though.
I feel
he had one.
But he's like, he's super new, too, right? Like, how long has Ab really been in hip hop like that?
But how many people can come out that new, have a dud, and bounce back? And
bounce back
that quick in hip hop.
You know what I'm
usually
saying?
Hip hop will give up on you.
Exactly. Like, and Absol is one of those guys that, like, even though These Days was kind of like, I'm checking for him. And that's.
You don't think his camp has something to do with that, too, though? That what? And his features, because he has some pretty good features.
Yeah, because after These Days, he was dropping some dope features.
Yeah, he was, but all I'm saying is that when you're a dope artist, you get that pass of the These Days was at best to me. So we didn't give Ab that pass?
I don't remember hating These Days like that.
Yeah, I remember hating it.
Yeah, we didn't.
It just wasn't.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think we hated, but I think we were just kind of like, you could do better.
Yeah, I don't really think it was that.
But what would you say? It was somewhat of a dud. Like, it wasn't good.
I never
was it good?
I don't remember the review like that. here's my thing. I feel like if I loved it, I would remember. If I hated it, I would remember. I feel like if it was a dud, I would remember.
I feel you.
I don't remember.
So it wasn't good then? Because if it was good, you would remember.
I mean, you could have an okay
album. It must have just been like,
okay, all right.
But that's not a dud.
Okay, fine. But I guess
okay,
I
love it.
It is a dud.
Yeah, it is a dud.
Yeah, these
days
it's a dud.
Yeah, Nostradamus
is a major dud.
That was it, Nas.
Okay, so fine. It wasn't a dud.
That was the first person I said.
You said Nas?
Yeah, that was the first person I said Nas.
50 After Massacre was over. As an album artist,
I don't like
Massacre, but I think that
but you know people like it. Though.
Yeah, I know people like it, and to me that
I was cool with Massacre. Yeah. But Curtis is probably the one where
Curtis did was solidify how bad Massacre was. To me, I knew that was the end of 50.
Curtis was the one where I Get Money on it, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Curtis was the one that had Justin Timberlake on it.
Yeah,
yeah. That you be like, that nigga album.
Beyonce.
Beyonce ain't never put out a dud. You better watch your mouth.
Don't talk about four.
You better watch your mouth.
No, four was good.
Four was good.
Four was good.
I think people are saying four was good, but I think when four came out, people were like,
I appreciate Beyonce. I can go on record and say I appreciate Beyonce, man.
I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that I remember hearing that forever. I think y'all just wanted to believe that it was better than what it actually was.
What you say about
that? There were a couple of songs that I don't like.
Ain't that the one with like Love on Top on and all that?
Yeah, and yeah. I Care. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would never in a million years expect Rob to know Beyonce songs. I would, there's no offense at all. I would more think that Phoebe because he's like that kind of R&B shit. I would think Phoebe would know Beyonce songs before Rob. I'm not saying anything bad. I think it's funny. Yeah, I know. No one said you but your woman. I get it. I'm just saying I would not expect Rod out of everybody here to be the one being like, not four? Oh, you can talk about four like that.
No, you ain't. We're gonna talk about four like that.
Yeah, it was unexpected. I thought I was gonna be talking to her.
Right. What'd you think about four?
I don't remember the album.
You don't remember it?
Yeah. If you're not super into her, you're not gonna remember that album. But it wasn't bad. Anyways, I was gonna say Kanye.
Kanye?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
If he comes out with an album, you'd be like, I'm not excited.
Oh, I'm checking for it. Yeah, I'm checking for it. Yeah, that album this year.
I'm sorry.
Y'all crazy.
What about T.I.?
That's a good team.
You know, and I was looking up his albums, and I think
he had done.
Paperwork was worse. Paper Trail.
Paperwork?
Yeah, he had Paperwork and Paper Trail.
Damn, he did.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then
we reviewed the album that we was like.
Yeah, but there was T.I. versus
Tip. That was late.
And that was okay. The King.
The King was fine.
King was fine.
What was that album? It was all black right before he went to jail.
T.I. versus Tip, wasn't it?
No. He had a song with Eminem on there.
No Mercy?
Yes. That is by far his worst album.
He didn't have a lot of duds. He had like
that's like three or four.
That's a lot.
But see,
that's a lot.
But I still got faith in T.I.
We all like.
Yeah. But see, that's
when he started to make his comeback.
See, but with T.I., I think it's very interesting because I think he's a lot like Game, where he had duds, right? Where the album isn't great or bad. You kind of pacified it because of all of his previous work.
Hold on.
And then he came back with something that, like, you felt good about being a T.I. fan.
Right.
The
problem with that is that his run, he had like two or three back to back. You know what I'm saying? So at that,
trap music, Urban Legend, and then King. That was like the
that was his.
Urban Legend was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was his run. That's what's like the backbone of T.I.'s career. If it wasn't for those three albums, I'm not checking for him no more.
Paperwork was when he introduced
Iggy Azalea. Which one? King? Hell yeah, King is good. Top back.
Yeah,
King. Yeah, okay,
I like my beat down low.
Yeah, but T.I. hit a stretch where, going back to what he was saying, we were like, oh, I don't know, it might be over.
Yeah.
At some point, it just get to a point where you just like, we just gotta let him go, dog. Like, it's over. We just gotta let him go. And you know, the funny thing about hip hop, right, and I've been thinking about this, is that hip-hop, and I think we probably expect this from every artist, but I think when we think about R&B, right, you think about somebody like The Temptations, like, they're known for their big singles, but their albums, when you think about some of the R&B artists' albums as a whole, like, they have a discography full of, like, albums that were average to subpar. The times were different, But you can drop a dud album, and then all of a sudden you just something happened, then you're taking off.
Well, isn't that because R&B is more of a singles genre than it is an album genre?
That is a good question.
Hip hop is a little bit different.
Or are we looking at it now more as a single genre than an album genre? R&B, yeah.
I think we always did.
I don't know, but why would the people buy the albums if they didn't want expect the albums?
Because you couldn't buy singles separately back in our day. You forget how old you are? Remember back in our day, you had to buy the album to get the singles.
No, there was a phase where you bought singles.
But that wasn't a popular thing to buy singles. But if a person had two or three good songs, I bought the album.
Yeah.
And if that
was off the strength. If you heard two or three good songs, you're like, okay, yeah, I got to get this album.
I think with R&B, I think people really looked at it as more like you need to have three or four really hot singles.
So, I have another artist.
Oh, Jesus.
DMX. Cause he fell way.
DMX is back, though. I can fuck with
nothing
y'all say.
DMX is back. He has a song out. It's all right.
I saw it, but I ain't even checked.
What was it? Great Depression?
No, that's the point.
Exactly. That's the point.
Like, check it because of all
exactly because
did he fall off like that though? Like, y'all need DMX.
He said, whoa.
When he was looking like Chappelle with the white lips, that's when he fell off. Was it Great Depression?
Was that the one?
I believe so.
It was after Blood of My Blood, Flesh of My Flesh. After that album, I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
What happened after that that made you be like, oh, fuck DMX?
It was the Great Depression.
I think the Great Depression was the one.
Was it that bad?
I don't think it was that bad, but I think that's where the slip was. No, that's where the slip.
That's when he couldn't catch himself.
Okay. That's how I feel.
Flesh of My Flesh, the one after that was called Then There Was X. That was the one after Flesh of My Flesh.
That's okay.
That's, and that that's was the last good. One.
Then no, was that. It was, and it was yes. Great Depression after that.
What was on
Great, that? That's the slip.
That was the fourth album.
There you go.
There's always a slip. You're not gonna
fall before you fall.
You're not gonna fall.
No, some people just fall. Some people just fall the fuck off.
Some people just fall real hard. But when did DMX really fall like that though?
Great Depression.
You said that was a slip. The album wasn't that.
After Great Depression.
What did he do after Great Depression? Crack.
But
we're not talking about his crack issues. We're talking about his music.
They impacted his.
But music. What my album? Okay, my his question is: what album was after that that was that, really?
Well, we can't name it.
Oh, man. Thank you, Filippo. Thank you, Filippo, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our Twitter @DEHH or our email @deadandhiphop.com. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Peace.